Hello and welcome to this presentation of Priest the Barber, based on a live-streamed recording session from 2023. There is already a spoilers version of this play, which you might genuinely need to help understand some of the jokes in this sketch. This episode also comes in two versions. The first is a relatively straightforward audio adaptation, which has a few sound effects and general atmosphere. And then, following that, we have a sillier mix of the same audio presented as a studio comedy from the 1970s, with canned laughter track. Because nobody's laughing now. I will now hand you over to Past Robert from the live stream to help cue up a bit of context for the show. Now, this is the distinctly odd comedy sketch known as Priest the Barber. And I will warn you now, this is a real curiosity. So, some of the jokes haven't aged desperately well, mostly because the jokes are now extremely obscure. But let me set this up for you as best as I can. Priest is the given name of a barber surgeon, a man who will give you a shave and or cut you open upon reasonable payment, somewhere between your GP and a beautician. He is called Priest, but he isn't an actual priest. It's a sort of pun on Saint John being a surgeon. He is a surgeon. Saint John sounds like another. Anyway, his servant is Sweetball, who is basically the base for making shaving foam out of, so Sweetball sticks close, and Sweetball has been in the waiting room where there are a host of patients awaiting, and Priest makes witty retorts as to these patients' needs with local satirical flourishes, many of which are dead to us. There will be a full spoilers episode on the podcast to actually unpack this very confusing thing, but hopefully this introduction will be enough to give you a chance to understand what is going on. Good luck! Beyond presents Priest the Barber by The Unknown, with Eliza Graham as Priest the Barber and Emma Kemp as Sweetball, his man.
What? Sweetball, where are you?
Under your nose, sir.
Who was here to speak with me since I went?
There was three or four that brought half crowns for you.
Oh, honest fellows, I warrant you. Half crowns for me?
Aye, sir, for you to heal.
Oh, knaves then, I warrant you. But thou wouldst have said cracked crowns.
Why? Is a cracked crown any better than half a crown?
But before they have them whole crowns again, it shall cost them an angel. But was there nobody else here?
Yes. Here was one for you to go to the college to dress a scholar's head. They say it's broken.
Aye, marry, sir, at the college there's a pitiful head. It'd need to be looked after. It'll infect the whole body else. I understand it's a ringworm that his head is troubled with.
Sir, here was a gentlewoman, too, that said she was troubled with the colic.
Ooh, a gentlewoman troubled with the colic. Is the wind there, i'faith?
She said the stone troubled the passage of her water. I hear say she hath done with all the physicians hereabout, and now is come to you.
Oh, the oil within upon the cupboard head is good for the swelling that a stone hath made. What's that to the colic? Are you sure she's a gentlewoman? Why, the neat's foot oil is very good for her, yet what's that to her making water? I tell thee what, Sweetball, if she come again, tell her this receipt from me. Let her take a pretty quantity of good rose leaves and put them into a still, and keep a moderate fire underneath the still, and I'll warrant my life for hers she shall make water, and good water too, if she look through it. Anybody else here?
Here was another for you to draw a scholar's tooth.
I'm loath to go about that business, lest putting my finger into his mouth I be held there tooth and nail. But I wonder why these scholars have more teeth drawn than any else. Is it because they should have no more than to eat their commons withal, for if they have nothing to be chewing of, they'll be snapping and biting at their fellows? But is it one of his foreteeth or his hind? If it be one of the farthest, 'tis dangerous.
It's a nigh tooth, they say.
Ooh, if it be an eye tooth, I shall see it the better.
Sir, they told me that you must set a joint, too.
Oh, what? A leg or an arm?
I know not, but they said you must set a bone for somebody.
Oh, I smell the matter now. I lay my life that somebody's nose is put out of joint at the college lately, and therefore fetch the oil that stands in the casket. It's very sovereign for that hurt.
Here was a gentleman that asked if this were priest's shop.
Why, you little shaveling, you. I hope you could have told him that it was so.
So I did. And then he asked if you were a surgeon, and went his way.
When did you ever know priests that were not surgeons? Methinks he might soon know me, for I've done as great cures as any man. I know some that will great cures in hand, that know not how to perform them, and have been glad themselves to be cured by me. But, sweet ball, what, are you gone from the basin? Come quickly, or I'll scour you. Come, you're a notable sweet ball to stay so long. Let's see that glass there. Oh, when I was at Sorbonne in France, I cured a whole college with this oil.
Why? Our colleges, bodies.
Aye, and diseased ones, too. Bots on them, they're much troubled with the scurvy. But I hope that horse's disease hath left them now. I cured the head there of a giddiness in the brain. As for the body, it was much troubled in the reins, which I helped too. The heart of the college was sound, but it was still troubled with a bad liver. The sides had a convulsion. As for the walls, they had the falling sickness. The windows had a great pain in them, which I cured with this glass of oil of vitriol.
But what shall I say to the fellow when he comes that has the sore throat, that he can't drink for't?
Oh, bid him take some of the oil of swallows, and I'll warrant him. And to get him a good stomach, let him take some of this oil. I know his ignorance will think it to be salad oil, but he shall ne'er know otherwise for me. Then, for the sergeant that was hurt, bid him look to his oil of mace. It's very good for him. And the wench that was troubled with the laziness in her bones, let her use this oil of broom, and it cannot choose but help her. And as for the other oil, there, set it up safe again. It's very precious. It has held, I know not how many, a hundred at least, that had the pox. Some 40, a burning fever, 30 at least troubled with an ague, 40 with the plague, and I'm sure 20 with the gout. And all these were healed with very little, or, as a man would say, of none at all, of this oil. But I forget myself. They stay for me by this time at the college. Come, give the linen, the comb, and glass presently, for now I must go to the college. It must be new trimmed. And bring some water. I think the college will be washed very fair and white. But where's the comb?
There's enough already at the college, sir.
Oh, they be but coxcombs there. Why, here's none of the razor, neither.
Will they use any at the college?
Use razors? At the college? Where else? Why, they're very often shaved there.
Will you have the curling iron, master?
No, they used to be cut very short at the college in all things. They care not for any great tops nor top-gallants. Yet I must carry the glass, for they love to look into everything. Without the glass, they'll never look into themselves. But look you, bring the salve after, for the college must be plastered. 'Tis much broken out of late.
Ye had a basin, yet there's no man washed. We gave no water, lest we should be dashed. Yet, water for your hands, we'll not deny. They, being wet, we hope you'll clap them dry.
In Priest the Barber by the Unknown, Priest the Barber was played by Liza Graham and Sweetball by Emma Kemp. It was produced by Robert Crichton for the Beyond podcast. And that was the standard edit of Priest the Barber by the Unknown. And now the 1970s sitcom edit, complete with laughter track to tell you where the jokes are. And sometimes not, because I occasionally added laughs where there aren't actually any jokes. I've not even attempted to make this sound convincing, it's just for effect. It's like a really badly cued laughter track, because that's the conceit I'm playing with. I hope you understand that. It's not. It is bad on purpose.
Okay? Good.
Enjoy. Priest the Barber has been recorded in front of a live studio audience. Honest. They're definitely real people. They were definitely watching this show. It's not all a lie.
What? Sweet ball, where are you?
Under your nose, sir.
Who was here to speak with me since I went?
There was three or four that brought half crowns for you.
Oh, honest fellows, I warrant you. Half crowns for me?
Aye, sir, for you to heal.
Oh, knaves then, I warrant you. But thou wouldst have said cracked crowns.
Why, is a cracked crown any better than half a crown?
But before they have them whole crowns again, it shall cost them an angel. But was there nobody else here?
Yes. Here was one for you to go to the college, to dress a scholar's head. They say it's broken.
Aye, marry, sir, at the college, there's a pitiful head. It'd need to be looked after, it'll infect the whole body else. I understand it's a ringworm that his head is troubled with.
Sir, here was a gentlewoman, too, that said she was troubled with the colic.
Ooh, a gentlewoman troubled with the colic. Is the wind there, Ifache?
She said the stone troubled the passage of her water. I hear say she hath done with all the physicians hereabout, and now is come to you.
Oh, the oil within upon the cupboard head is good for the swelling that a stone hath made. What's that to the colic? Are you sure she's a gentlewoman? Well, the neat's foot oil is very good for her, yet what's that to her making water? I tell thee what, Sweetball, if she come again, tell her this receipt from me. Let her take a pretty quantity of good rose leaves and put them into a still, and keep a moderate fire underneath the still, and I'll warrant my life for hers, she shall make water. And good water, too, if she looked to it. Anybody else here?
Here was another for you to draw a scholar's tooth.
I'm loath to go about that business, lest putting my finger into his mouth I be held there tooth and nail. But I wonder why these scholars have more teeth drawn than any else. Is it because they should have no more than to eat their commons withal, for if they have nothing to be chewing of, they'll be snapping and biting at their fellows? But is it one of his foreteeth or his hind? If it be one of the farthest, 'tis dangerous.
It's a nigh tooth, they say.
Ooh, if it be an eye tooth, I shall see it the better.
Sir, they told me that you must set a joint, too.
Oh, what? A leg or an arm?
I know not, but they said you must set a bone for somebody.
Oh, I smell the matter now. I lay my life that somebody's nose is put out of joint. The college lately, and therefore, fetch the oil that stands in the casket. It's very sovereign for that hurt.
Here was a gentleman that asked if this were priest's shop.
Why, you little shaveling, you. I hope you could have told him that it was so.
So I did. And then he asked if you were a surgeon, and went his way.
When did you ever know priests that were not surgeons? He thinks he might soon know me, for I've done as great cures as any man. I know some that will great cures in hand, that know not how to perform them, and have been glad themselves to be cured by me. But, Sweetball, Sweetball! What, are you gone from the basin? Come quickly, or I'll scour you. You're a notable sweet ball to stay so long. Let's see that glass there. Oh, when I was at Sorbonne in France, I cured a whole college with this oil.
Why? Our colleges, bodies.
Aye, and diseased ones, too. Bots on them, they're much troubled with the scurvy. But I hope that horse's disease hath left them now. I cured the head there of a giddiness in the brain. As for the body, it was much troubled in the reins. Which I helped too. The heart of the college was sound, but it was still troubled with a bad liver. sides had a convulsion. As for the walls, they had the falling sickness. The windows had a great pain in them, which I cured with this glass of oil of vitriol.
But what shall I say to the fellow when he comes that has the sore throat, that he can't drink for't?
Oh, bid him take some of the oil of swallows, and I'll warrant him. And to get him a good stomach, let him take some of this oil. I know his ignorance will think it to be salad oil, but he shall ne'er know otherwise for me. Then, for the sergeant that was hurt, bid him look to his oil of mace. It's very good for him. And the wench that was troubled with the laziness in her bones, let her use this oil of broom. And I cannot choose but help her. And as for the other oil, there, set it up safe again. It's very precious. It has held, I know not how many, 100 at least, that had the pox. Some 40, a burning fever, 30 at least troubled with an ague, 40 with the plague, and I'm sure 20 with the gout. And all these were healed with very little, or, as a man would say, of none at all, of this oil. But I forget myself. They stay for me by this time at the college. Come, give the linen, the comb, and glass presently, for now I must go to the college. It must be new trimmed. And bring some water. I think the college will be washed very fair and white, but... Where's the comb?
There's enough already at the college, sir.
Oh, they be but coxcombs there. Why, here's none of the razor, neither.
Will they use any at the college?
Use razors? At the college? Where else? Why, they're very often shaved there.
Will you have the curling iron, master?
No, they used to be cut very short at the college in all things. They care not for any great tops nor topgallants. Yet I must carry the glass, for they love to look into everything. Without the glass, they'll never look into themselves. But look you, bring the salve after, for the college must be plastered. 'Tis much broken out of late.
You have been watching the comedy stylings of Liza Graham as Priest the Barber. And to perform the epilogue, returning, it's Emma Kemp as Sweetball.
Ye had a basin, yet there's no man washed. We gave no water, lest we should be dashed. Yet, water for your hands, we'll not deny. They, being wet, we hope you'll clap them dry.